This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm joined today by Finn.
Hello, Rob.
Today we're going to talk about electronic cigarettes, also called e-cigarettes, and teach you words that will help you to discuss the subject or understand news about it. Let's start by asking you, Finn, do you smoke?
No, I don't, Rob. Although sometimes the smoke from other people's cigarettes, you know, it makes me cough. Like that.
Yes, it's because you are a secondary smoker. In other words, you're someone who doesn't smoke but breathes in the smoke from someone else's cigarette. And this smoke is very harmful to your health. So, here is today's question, Finn.
Go ahead.
According to the World Health Organization, there are more than 4,000 chemicals in cigarette smoke. How many of these are known to be harmful to our health? Is it at least A, 50, B, 150, or C, 250?
Oh, Rob, you know, I honestly have no idea. Let's say C, 250.
Always the pessimist. Well, you'll get the answer at the end of the programme. Some estimates say there are more than 1 million people using e-cigarettes just in the UK. But these devices might not be very safe for secondary smokers.
Really? I thought they were okay because they produce vapour, that's water in the form of gas, rather than the smoke full of harmful chemicals that you get in ordinary cigarettes.
Well, the World Health Organization is not convinced e-cigarettes are any safer to secondary smokers. It's recommended a ban on the use of electronic cigarettes indoors and their sale to people under 18 years old.
A ban. In other words, they don't want them to be permitted indoors anymore. Well, I know that e-cigarettes work by heating liquid nicotine. Now, nicotine is the substance in tobacco which makes it addictive. And it turns this into vapour, which is then breathed in by the smoker. You see, I thought it was OK because it was just vapour and therefore OK for non-smokers too?
Well, you see, it's vapour with some chemicals in it.
Right.
And experts fear it could have similar effects to the smoke produced by ordinary cigarettes. Listen to what Professor John Ashton has to say. He's from the Faculty of Public Health here in the UK. Which words does he use to describe the use of e-cigarettes for an extended period of time?
There are scientists in America who've been studying secondhand effects of tobacco smoke who are raising these issues now about the e-cigarettes. And we really can't allow these things to get established before we know what the long-term effects are going to be.
He talks about long-term effects, and he means that the constant use of e-cigarettes for an extended period of time might cause harm which we're not aware of yet.
You can't light up a cigarette in a pub or bar anymore. It was the effect of people's cigarette smoke on others that led to the ban on ordinary cigarettes in Britain. Private companies and the authorities are keen not to risk bringing back any kind of smoking to closed spaces in public places.
This is likely to annoy many smokers who've been moving to electronic cigarettes in an attempt to cut down on nicotine or even to quit smoking.
Yes, many people want to quit smoking, stop smoking at once, and they find it easier to do this if they can use e-cigarettes. In the last few decades, smokers have been feeling persecuted.
Well, there's a lot of pressure on them to quit the habit.
Let's listen to this smoker who uses e-cigarettes. He's in a pub in Bristol. Which word does he use to talk about the harm certain things do to children?
We react to absolutely everything in this world. What we're going to have eventually, though, the law of drinking beer in pubs, because it's damaging for children to watch it happening.
He uses the word damaging, meaning harmful. He complains that there's an overreaction to things like cigarettes and alcohol.
Yes, an overreaction means responding to something in a way which is more forceful than required. He complained that one day the authorities might end up banning people from drinking alcohol in pubs. Pubs, as we know, are bars to which most customers go to drink alcohol.
And I think he's using some irony here, maybe making a joke there, I think.
Well, the right to smoke or not smoke generates passionate debates. But here are some facts which might make people who are about to light up a cigarette think again.
Oh, maybe.
I told you earlier in the programme that there are more than 4,000 chemicals in cigarette smoke. And I asked you how many of these are known to be harmful to health. The options were at least 50, 150 or 250.
I said 250. Is it as many as that, Rob?
It is as many as that. Yes, at least 250, according to the World Health Organization website. It says that more than 50 chemicals in tobacco smoke are known to cause cancer. Any amount of secondhand tobacco smoke is thought to be unsafe, and secondhand smoke causes more than 600,000 early deaths per year. Well, as we're nearly at the end of the programme, let's just remember some of the words we used today, Finn.
OK, we heard cough, secondary smoker, vapour, ban, nicotine, long-term, quit smoking, damaging, overreaction.
Thanks, Finn. That's it for this programme. Please join us again soon for 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. Bye-bye.
That was BBC Learning English.